you know, if you think about, say, most salespeople, their measurement might be like the last day of the month before the books close, taking a look to see where they are, and that will determine how good a bad or month they had, and in a sense, how productive or unproductive they were. They might measure how much did I sell this week, but they're really not imposing measurement on them of how they're using every hour, let alone every minute. How many contacts they made during a day, how many new leads they put in the pipeline today, that sort of thing. And then third would be what I call now orientation. Some refer to it as a sense of urgency. Some talk about it in connection with speed. But one way or another, this idea that getting it done now, not later, really matters. One of the few things that, like, when I had people around me would really set me off was somebody saying, well, if we don't get it done today, we'll get to it tomorrow. And that's really not acceptable. And this orientation, when you see it in people, it's expressed in many different ways. If you see somebody, what we talk about in the Renegade Millionaire System, if you see somebody really functioning with simultaneous execution rather than sequential execution, it reflects this attitude, this commitment to now, not later. If you see somebody who has learned to, create success in a messy kitchen, it reflects this. It also influences the people you gather around you, because they ultimately have to embrace this same attitude, which may not at all be natural to them, and it may not have been existent in the environment from whence they came. In the No BS Ruthless Management book, I talk about the need for the high-performance entrepreneur to surround himself with the thick skin, because somebody with a now attitude tends to be brusque, insensitive, not taking a lot of time to make sure everything is said in the most politic and pleasant and polite manner. And so a thin-skinned person really can't function in that environment. They need to go someplace that is slower, because generally gentler is slower. So I think this third attitude is, again, you can call it sense of urgency. I tend to call it now or orientation, a real commitment to the idea that it matters whether this thing and everything gets done now, not later.
You know, I'll tell you a quick story. Is that recently I purchased a piece of land, and I had a commercial real estate agent actually represent me in the purchase, and he came to my office, had an appointment to come to my office with the purchase document, and you know, he mentioned to me, he says, you know, Bill, it's like hard to get an appointment to come see you. You know, you got to go through Sherry, you got to schedule everything. And I said to him, and I said, Larry, time is money. He said, what do you mean time is money? So I just went over to the bookcase in my office and I handed him a copy of your book, No BS Time Management, where you make that strong point about time is money. And then the next time I saw him, you know, because I handed him the book, I gave him the book. Next time I saw him, he walked up to me and he said, I get it now, time is money. And he said, since I read your book, I've never been more productive, and now I see why you do everything that you do. So, by the way, for everybody that's listening, if they want to grab a copy of Dan's No BS book, No BS Time Management, you could just go to NoBSBooks.com. There's now all the books that are listed there. They all have links that will take you to Amazon.com to grab a copy of any of Dan's books. I believe that book is a whopping under $10, so if you're looking to be more productive, invest $10. At any rate, I want to spend a moment of talking about the time is money adage, as you point out in the book, it's not that simple a lot of times. So let's go into a little bit of depth if we can. Now, we got to keep an eye on the clock, but let's talk about the relationship between a person's time and a person's income and wealth.
Well, first of all, as you say, it's a common axiom, and so like everybody says it, but hardly anybody behaves as if it means anything. So on the simple level, it is true, and it is a useful way to think about it, at least when you think about safeguarding it. You know, the analogy that I use is that if when you got home tonight, just about the time that you got in the door and got yourself an adult beverage and settled down to relax, your neighbor came barging in the door and took your wallet that you put on the kitchen counter and took all the money out of it and grabbed some silverware out of the drawer and maybe helped himself to a piece of artwork off the wall and without saying anything walked out the door, closed the door and left. And pretty much the same thing happened the next day. You have to wonder how long anybody would put up with it before they might do something about it. But they let people do this to their time constantly without doing anything about it. And so when you start thinking about your time as money, that's sort of a basic step forward in being able to exercise some control over it. It is not that simple, of course, because while an ordinary hourly worker that essentially pushes a broom may be hired for X dollars an hour and paid X dollars an hour and their time is only worth X dollars an hour, really high-income individuals can never get there just